Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This GX on Agriculture podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton.
To the people tending the land and animals that feed us and support our community, we at Haas Nissan want to say thank you on behalf of all those who depend on you, the farmer. Like you, we're a family business with family values you can depend on. Haas Nissan, where a customer becomes family.
GX on Agriculture with Doug Falconer.
Good afternoon and welcome to GX on Agriculture. Coming up on today's program, the weekly Saskatchewan Crop Report is out. We'll speak with Provincial Crops Extension Specialist Matt Struthers about that. The Canadian Grain Commission says canary seed will soon be designated as an official grain under the Canada Grain Act. We'll hear from the head of communications for the commission, Remy Gosselin, as well as the executive director of the Canary Seed Development Commission of Saskatchewan, Kevin Hirsch. Regina-based Co-op Hail has partnered with Winnipeg-based Weather Logics for hailstorm data sharing in 2021. We'll hear from Co-op Hail's Mary Bantle on that. Crop Pro Consulting is opening a new office in Yorkton. We'll hear from their sales and communications manager, Chris Hawkins. And our week six winner of the spring edition of GX94 Supper in the Field will be on today's program. You can hear from Nigel Shuchuk of the Rama area. All that and much more coming up on today's edition of GX in Agriculture. But first, it's time for the Agriculture Outlook with Precision Weather. And that's a presentation of Sean Prahitka, your REMAX Blue Chip Ag Division Specialist.
Agriculture Outlook with Precision Weather.
With Phil Spivak from Precision Weather. Phil, it's a little overcast here today, but the wind has shifted now from the east and looks like we could be getting some precipitation before the day's out.
Yeah, there is the chance, watching a few showers actually trying to flare up just off to our west that may get through here this afternoon. This is the isolated stuff. This is not the rain that we're expecting. This is just a couple of showers out ahead of the main storm. The main storm is still off to our southwest. It's sitting right now, it looks like, that's about an hour old, but it's still somewhere in eastern Montana. The exact point doesn't matter because it's one section of a developing storm system. It actually extends north of where the trough into western portions of Saskatchewan, and there's additional rainfall setting up over Alberta with this system. The overall trend that we're going to be seeing from this is it will strengthen that low just south of the border is going to be strengthening a bit and starting to feed additional moisture in. It's going to continue to feed the moisture in. It'll bring in some steadier, heavier rain after any of these isolated evening showers afternoon and evening. And then as it continues to develop, there could be some pretty heavy showers, not just heavy showers, but just a steady soaking rain for a good 4 to 6 hours through the night tonight, the later half of the night, the best chance for that. And we were talking yesterday, you know, we had that heavy rain with some areas picking up an inch and a half a couple of nights ago, and was wondering if this would get close. Not, let's say not only could it get close, but there's good potential that many of us will see higher totals. So on average tonight, we'll millimeter it out 25 to 40 from some of these lighter to heavier showers. And then even tomorrow, the steadier rainfall will taper off, but there'll still be occasional showers. So while it is going to be a pounding rain for a while, it is mostly a steady moderate rainfall through the day tomorrow. Up to 21 this afternoon, 13 tonight, 17 is the high tomorrow. The wind is strong. It picks up east to southeast at 20 to 40 and then turns around by late tomorrow as the system slides by into the northwest. That northwest wind brings in drier air. It doesn't bring in cooler air. The air is plenty warm out to the west. It just brings in drier air. We'll be dropping off down to 12 Friday night, Saturday sunshine 24, Sunday 27, and Monday 28, each day mostly sunny.
That's Phil Spivak from Precision Weather. Temperatures around the region this hour, the Paw is at 14 degrees, Swan River 15, Dauphin 17, Brandon, Show Lake Russell 18, Roblin 16. Regina is at 20 degrees. Saskatoon, 19. Hudson Bay, Broadview, Mooseman, Indian Head, 16. Wynyard, Wadena, Kelvington, 17. The Yorkton-Melville region has a cloudy sky, an east wind at 22, gusting to 33 kilometers an hour. 90% is the relative humidity. The temperature is 15 degrees. Yesterday, Yorkton reached a high of 17 degrees and dropped to a low of 11 degrees. There was a trace of precipitation recorded in the 24-hour period ending at midnight last night. The normal high for this date is 21 degrees. The normal low is 9 degrees. The sun rose in Yorkton at 4:35 this morning, and it will set at 9:04 tonight. Extreme temperatures for Manitoba and Saskatchewan yesterday. The Manitoba hotspot was Sprague at 28 degrees, the cold spot Churchill at plus 1. The Saskatchewan hotspot yesterday was Estevan at 28 degrees, the cold spot Collins Bay at minus 1. And that's a look at your agriculture weather. Now let's check back in once again with Danny Ismond.
And Yorkton Hyundai, 115.
Welcome back to GX and Agriculture. Saskatchewan's weekly crop report was released this morning. Provincial Crops Extension Specialist Matt Struther says seeding is all but complete.
Yeah, so for the crop report for the period of June 1st to June 7th, seeding is virtually finished with 99% of the crop now in, slightly ahead of the five-year average of 97%. So, you know, we're right where we need to be. Seeding is 99% complete at all areas of the all regions of the province, and the last few fields being seeded that'll bring us up to 100 would be just some green feed and silage crop fields that are just the last to go in.
And there wasn't much precipitation in the weekended Monday.
Yeah, the majority of it came in a thunderstorm over the weekend up in the north. Northwest and kind of like north central and the northeast portion of the province. It brought rain, but it also brought some hail. So hopefully there wasn't too much damage. It sounds like it was minimal, but the Cando area received 40 mils of rain, Kinestino with 37, Rostherin with 32, and then Sunningdale with 27, and Duck Lake and Spruce Home with 23. So a little bit of rain, some good rain that they definitely needed, and then the southern half of the province. In some areas saw some localized showers that ranged from 2 mils to 12. So the south definitely needs a little bit more, and they got that, this week they got it on Tuesday, and then today, of course, it's raining.
And topsoil moisture wasn't doing too well last week either.
Yeah, after the May long rain, they definitely improved, but after that they've been falling, and unfortunately, even with the rain we saw this weekend, topsoil moisture across the province had fallen, with 56% adequate for cropland and 40% short, and then 4% very short, and then hay and pasture land is sitting at 35% adequate, 53% short, and 12 very short. And these conditions, these dry conditions continue to delay pasture and hayland growth, along with delaying emergence of smaller seeded crops like canola and flax. But, the north got some rain, the south is about to get some more rain, and so we expect things to turn around.
How's crop development province-wide?
It's been a little behind due to just the cool spring we had and the reduced moisture that we're going through. But 18% of the fall cereals are reported to be in the shot blade stage, and 18% are heading. 51% of spring cereals are emerging, and 38% are tillering. 42% of canola is emerging, and 40% is in the seedling stage, along with 30% of flax being in the seedling stage. Finally, 49% of pulse crops are emerging, and then 45% are in the vegetative stage. So with the good rains we've had over the past week, and hopefully some warm weather will show up, the crops will definitely have enough moisture and heat to catch up to where they should be.
Was there much crop damage reported in the past week?
The majority of crop damage was due to strong winds. That was during that thunderstorm up north, and the usual, dry conditions, and in a lot of areas of the province are holding crops back. But the biggest culprit this week was flea beetles. There's been a lot of reports of flea beetle infestations in canola fields across the province, but farmers are actively spraying when they can, you know, weather permitting. They're getting out there and spraying for flea beetles. Some guys have already sprayed twice. That's just how bad it is. But they'll get those flea beetles under control and give the canola a chance.
And what else were producers up to over the past week?
Besides spraying and taking control of their weed and insects, they're hauling grain and moving cattle to pasture. And, you know, other things, you know, there's been a very large push to get water tested, especially for cattle suitability.
Matt Struthers compiles the weekly crop report for the Saskatchewan Ministry of Agriculture. It's now 12:30 in Saskatchewan, 1:30 in Manitoba, and it's time for the AgriView portion of our program. That's a presentation of Peebles Machine and Welding in Yorkton.
To the people tending the land and animals that feed us and support our community, we at Haas Nissan want to say thank you on behalf of all those who depend on you, the farmer. Like you, we're a family business with family values you can depend on. Haas Nissan, where a customer becomes family.
GX94, AgriView.
Significant precipitation through May relieved drought conditions across parts of the prairies, while other areas remain significantly dry, according to the latest assessment from the Canadian Drought Monitor as of May 31st. This precipitation improved soil moisture conditions for the short term, decreasing the area of moderate and severe drought in central Alberta and east along the Alberta-Saskatchewan boundary. However, in Manitoba, the lack of spring precipitation caused drought conditions to worsen, with nearly all of the province's agricultural regions in some state of drought. Extreme drought expanded north towards the Interlake region from the U.S.-Manitoba border as a result of exceptionally low precipitation values measured against historic data for the agricultural year. This continued lack of moisture also led to the addition of two exceptional drought pockets to form in the southwest corner of Manitoba. Overall, 57% of the prairie region was classified as either abnormally dry, in moderate drought, severe drought, extreme drought, or exceptional drought by the end of May, and this included 92% of the agricultural landscape. Nutrien has unveiled a portfolio approach to its North American Carbon Pilots Incentive Program. Nutrien has announced a partnership with a wide range of companies to provide incentives to farmers to adopt sustainable agricultural practices through creation of a verified carbon asset. A diverse set of actions will be deployed for a variety of crops and climate zones to improve nitrogen management and soil health for positive carbon outcomes. Strong interest from farmers can result in the enrollment of more than 200,000 pilot acres in Nutrien's carbon program, exceeding the initial 100,000-acre target to adopt carbon-positive farming practices. In Canada, pilots are built around government protocols for farm carbon offsets in the compliance market. Farmers in Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Alberta will work with Nutrien to improve carbon performance through nitrogen management and conservation tillage. In the U.S., Nutrien grower customers in 15 states will generate carbon assets for purchase by a broad base of farm and non-agricultural buyers. For example, Syngenta will partner with Nutrien for pilots across 10,000 acres in North Iowa. Information from these pilot projects will help future program designs to streamline data collection, enhance farming advice, measure environmental outcomes, and provide a path to monetary value for Nutrien's global footprint. Nutrien is the world's largest provider of crop inputs and is based in Saskatoon. The federal government has announced an investment of just over $1.02 million for Prairie Fava to scale up its production capabilities and capture new opportunities in North America for the fava bean food market. The Glenboro, Manitoba-based Prairie Fava is an innovative leader in the agri-food and fava bean industry. In response to evolving plant-based dining patterns around the world, Prairie Fava has created and promoted fava-based products that are easy to use and make an excellent, healthy, and flavorful addition to meal planning. Western Economic Diversification Canada funding will enable Prairie Fava to scale up its operations to capture new opportunities within the fava bean market. This investment will result in the purchase of new equipment and support the creation of 6 jobs. It will also help Prairie Fava commercialize new value-added food ingredients and consumer products for a greater reach in the consumer packaged goods, food service, and food manufacturing markets. And that's the Ag Review portion of our program. Let's return to the GX in Agriculture right after this. And now let's head back out once again to Danny Ismond.
We are having a great day at Yorkton Hyundai. Today we're joined with Ryan Cormos. And Ryan, we take a look at the lot, and there really is a great selection of vehicles here to choose from.
Yep, absolutely, Danny. Our inventory level is top-notch right now.
Now, when you're looking at the new, you've got a lot to choose from, whether you want the fuel-efficient car, you want an SUV, and even that, there's the different SUVs to choose, too.
Yep, absolutely. So right from entry-level venue all the way up to the full-size SUV in the Palisade, we have something definitely that'll fit your lifestyle and your family.
What's kind of nice to see is people are driving from all over the place to come and find these. You guys actually have inventory here on the lot, and you can't say that for a lot of places. So, yeah, it's nice to be able to have it.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and on top of that, just great color selection, great trim selection. So, yeah, we have it all. So it's definitely a benefit, and I encourage everyone to swing by this weekend and come say hi to us, and let's go for a drive.
All right, sounds great. And, yes, take advantage of the Shift Into Drive sales event right now. YorktonHyundai.com. You can call 1-800-565-0002 or stop into 115 Palace Way. Come and see it all for yourself at Yorkton Hyundai.
Thank you, Danny. The Canadian Grain Commission says canary seed will soon be designated as an official grain under the Canada Grain Act. The head of communications at the commission, Remy Gosselin, says canary seed will be covered by the federal agency at the start of the new crop year.
Well, it's about benefiting grain producers. There have been, over the years, quite a few public failures of licensed grain companies. Unfortunately, canary seed was not one of the crops that were covered under our payment protection program. So now with these changes that are announced today, grain producers will benefit from the same rights, services, and protections on their canary seed deliveries as they do on other regulated grains.
What rights and services will farmers benefit from?
So there's 4 that come to mind that are very important. The first one is the right to have their canary seed assessed for grade and dockage, using official grade standards at the time of delivery. Next important one is subject to. So in the event of a dispute on their grain assessment, they will be able to appeal to the Canadian Grain Commission. Another key one is payment protections under the Canadian Grain Commission Safeguard for Grain Farmers Program. So they will now be eligible for compensation in the event of non-payment. And then finally, access to no-fee quality assessments as part of the Canadian Grain Commission's Harvest Sample Program.
And this was done following consultations?
Correct. We consulted with the sector back in last year, and there's 28 registered canary seed buyers in Canada, and the Canadian Grain Commission has already licensed 25 of these companies as they handle other regulated grains. So based on the data that we gathered, licensed companies already accounted for approximately 99% of canary seed purchases last year alone. So in terms of cost to the sector, we expect the cost to be quite low.
Has there been cases where grain companies went under and canary seed farmers didn't get paid?
Yeah, correct. And the last one that comes to mind is Ilta Grain. While farmers are paid for deliveries for other grains that are regulated by the Grain Commission, they were left high and dry on canary seed because canary seed was not covered under the Canada Grain Act.
Are there any other major changes August 1st?
Well, I mean, there's changes coming August 1st as it relates to the CGCP, but this is unrelated in terms of proposals. I think that the key take-home point here is that the proposal is widely supported as it relates to canary seed by grain producers, given it would provide them with payment protection in the event of financial failures.
And this won't cost the grain companies a great deal because most of them are already covered by the Canadian Grain Commission.
Correct. It's anticipated that licensed companies are going to be required to adjust security posted to the CGC for canary seed liabilities incurred to producers. but the administrative costs are expected to be low because 99.5% of canary seed purchases are already made by CGC licensed companies.
That's Remy Gosselin. He is the head of communications at the Canadian Grain Commission. It's now 12:41 in Saskatchewan, 1:41 in Manitoba, and it's time for the livestock market conditions. Their presentation of Heartland Livestock in Yorkton.
Livestock market conditions.
U.S. live cattle futures for August closed at 118.55 today. That's up 27. October live cattle closed at 124.20, up 22. August feeder cattle closed at 148.40, up 12. September feeder cattle closed at 150.90, up 15. July lean hogs closed at 121.32. That is down 17. August lean hogs are closed at 118.70, down 5. And that's the livestock market conditions. Now it's time for the Heartland Livestock Report from Yorkton.
Good afternoon. This is Yorkton Hearty.
Thanks, Danny. Well, Regina-based Co-op Hail has partnered with Winnipeg-based Weather Logix for hailstorm data sharing in 2021. Co-op Hail's CEO, Murray Bantle, says farmers will benefit from improved awareness about hailstorms right across the province.
For us, it gives us an opportunity to have better detail come out of radar, for checking on hailstorms and being able to provide that information to our adjusters that will go out in the field. We'll have advanced knowledge, let's say, of maybe the type of hail or the type of storm that it was. We still have to put an adjuster in the field, but really, it comes down to giving us information that we would have better advanced than just what Environment Canada provides to us on the actual on their site. So for us, that's what it provides. For us, we're providing information back after we complete those claims with WeatherLogix so that they can study to see the type of hail that we find, that our adjusters find, that match up with those storms. So they're looking at it probably more from a study side, and we're looking at it for that it gives us information that we didn't previously have quick access to, and they give us access within a day or so of the actual storm. So we're able to start to see what the storm was like.
Now, how will farmers benefit?
You know, farmers benefit, I guess, at least we have maybe some pre-knowledge of what we're going into as far as the damage will be and maybe where to start. A lot of times for us, it's how we plan a storm and how we work with that storm and where we put our adjusters and how to process it. So, and you know, for other parts of that for us is it also helps in determining, often throughout the year we'll get farmers who send in a claim to us later and they really don't know when it stormed, and hopefully with some of that technology we'd be able to track that down.
It's still very early in the growing season, but have you had any hail claims yet this spring?
We had hail on the weekend up in the Landis Unity area, and from the producers that have called in, I guess some of it was fairly severe, but again, it's on young crops. So, you know, whether there's usually good recovery out of early crop damage, but, you know, there can also be really severe when the plants are very small, just coming out of the ground. So, we will get to those in the next couple of weeks to start to look and see what kind of recovery, if any, there is.
How many claims did you have in total, and how big were the hailstones?
We got 3 out of the area because it's just early into the buying season already, but primarily, you know, from what we can see from the information that WeatherLogix actually provides us, it was anywhere from a 5 to a 30 millimeter type stone. So, you know, that would be like probably from tiny pea size up to some of the stuff was into the loony and toony size.
Are hailstorms this early fairly common throughout the prairies?
Oh yeah, I mean, June we see these early storms, you know, last year of course Calgary was horrific with an early June storm. We do see some severe weather, and I mean, you know, we had really hot weather last week, so that all you start to need is some humidity moving into that. But once we hit July and August, storms are almost a daily event in the province.
That's Murray Bantle. He is the CEO of Co-op Hail in Regina. It's now 12:50 in Saskatchewan, 1:50 in Manitoba, and it's time for the Commodities Update. And that's a presentation of Ray Nordine, your REMAX Bridge City Realty agent.
Commodities Update.
Canola futures closed mixed in the nearby months today. July canola closed at $871.80, up $7.80. November canola closed at $761.30, down $1.90. July Minneapolis wheat closed at $775.50, up 11¼ cents. July Kansas City wheat closed at $640.25, up 4½ cents. July Chicago wheat closed at $683.75, up 1½ cents. July corn closed at $6.99 per bushel, up 8¼ cents. July soybeans closed at $15.44 per bushel, down 18½ cents. July oats closed at $3.88¼, down 7¾ of a cent. And that's the commodities update. Well, Crop Pro Consulting is opening a new office in Yorkton. Chris Hawkins is Crop Pro's sales and communications manager, and he tells us why.
Well, Crop Pro has been in business for, I guess, quite a few years now, since 2003, technically, in Saskatchewan. And they've been working out of the NACOM office and growing from there, but there seems to be a considerable amount of growth in this Yorkton region over the last 3-4 years. And as a result, we felt like we needed to have a place where we could pivot our staff to serve our clients even better. So putting an office in Yorkton made a lot of sense. It is really a fantastic agriculture region, so we definitely want to be a part of that.
So what is Crop Pro Consulting?
Well, Crop Pro Consulting is an agronomy company, and we specialize in variable rate services using our SWATMAPS technology. So it's a patented process where we can help farmers be much more efficient with the use of their inputs, particularly fertilizer and seed. But we are also getting into better technology in the area of weed identification. So SWAT Cam is a new product that we'll be introducing to the market in the future. And actually, it's in testing right now. So we're very excited about what that brings. And we also work with weather stations and soil moisture probes. And we've developed what's called a SWAT water layer, so we can actually help farmers identify how much water there is in various different areas of their field based on the data they receive from moisture probes. So we do a whole lot of good stuff in the area of variable rate.
What can you tell me about your new office?
It's got two sides to it. So one is a shop where our tech people can do some work to their equipment as needed. And we have an office side where we can host business meetings. We can have staff meetings. We can have one-on-one farm meetings. It's basically a place where we can do whatever business is required. But as you say, it's not at the moment anyway staffed full-time. So we are still working out of our office. We do have 4 staff in the region, and we've been working out of our home offices over the last few years, and that will continue for the foreseeable future anyway. Things can change, but that's where we're at for now.
Most farmers are done seeding now. Will you still be busy over the next few months?
Yeah, well, one side of our business that I didn't mention is we do provide field scouting for a limited number of clients, and our agronomy staff will be very, very busy serving them at this time of the year. But we also do a lot of planning for various different activities coming up in the fall, as well as for trade shows through the summer and different client engagement or prospect engagement type activities.
And of course, you have a special event planned for tomorrow.
Yeah, we do have a grand opening, and it's from 11 till 2, and we're going to have Smoke and Guillot's food truck on site. We're going to have Post Cuts for Cancer doing a head shaving on site,
And we're going to be showing people the building and giving the community a better understanding of who we are and what we do, and let them know that we're putting down roots in Yorkton.
The new office for Crop Pro Consulting is located at 33B 7th Avenue South in Yorkton, and the grand opening runs from 11 until 2 tomorrow. Please stay tuned. GX and Agriculture will return in 1 minute's time. Welcome back to GX on Agriculture. I'm Doug Falconer. Our week 6 winner of the spring edition of GX 94 Supper in the Field was Nigel Shuchuk of the Rama area. Nigel told me this morning how long he's been farming.
I've been farming for 14 years. I was farming with my brother Sergi, and my dad was farming when I started, but now he is retired.
And how much land do you have?
We feed around the 5,000 acres.
And do you have any cattle or anything?
No cattle.
So what did you seed this year?
We seeded wheat, barley, oats, and canola.
And are you done?
Yeah, we finished the morning of June 1st.
Well, that's good to hear. And it sounds like I caught you this morning. You were unloading some chemical. Have you started spraying yet?
Yeah, we did some canola spraying here for in-crop herbicide, and we got another shipment of chemical came in this morning, and hopefully we could start up here again after this rain.
Okay. And were you surprised when I gave you a call yesterday that you'd won Supper in the Field? It sounds like your mom had entered you, right?
Yeah, mom had entered me. I was very surprised that we were actually on our way into Yorkton, so we got caught off guard.
And how was supper? Did you have a few people over and got a chance to enjoy supper?
Yeah, supper was very good. We had some friends and neighbors, and a hired man were over too, so everything worked out very good.
Good. Anything else you wanted to add?
No, I just want to thank for the spot, everything that you guys gave for us. It was very good.
Our winner of GX 94 Supper in the Field yesterday was Nigel Shuchuk of the Rama area. And our delivery of the food and prizes followed all COVID-19 protocols. Our sponsors for GX 94 Supper in the Field are KFC Yorkton, Smith Steel in Yorkton, Yorkton Ag and Auto Supply, Razor's Pub and Razor's Cellar at the Yorkton Hotel, as well as Coors Light and Pattison Liquid Systems.
Farm Bulletin Board.
Rocky Mountain Equipment has announced the Right By You Ag Society grant, which will support agricultural societies across the prairies. The program will award 4 grants of $10,000 each. To be eligible, the application must fulfill the following requirements. The applicant is an agricultural society in Alberta, Saskatchewan, or Manitoba. The proposed project must be completed within 2 years of receiving funding. And the proposed project must enhance the lives of community residents. The deadline to apply is July 30th, and successful applicants will be announced on September 30th. And that's all the time we have for today's Farm Bulletin Board. It's now coming up on 1 o'clock in Saskatchewan, 2 o'clock in Manitoba, and it's time to check the GX 94 Precision Weather Forecast for the Quill Lakes, Hudson Bay, Swan River, Broadview, Mooseman, Indian Head, and Yorkton, Melville, Roblin, Russell regions today. Partly sunny, winds east-southeast at 15 to 30, and a high of 21. For tonight, isolated showers, then steady rain, 25 to 40 millimeters possible, winds east-southeast at 20 to 40, and a low of 13. For tomorrow, rain turning to showers, 10 to 15 millimeters possible, winds east at 10 to 20, a high of 19. For Saturday, sunny skies, winds west-southwest at 15 to 25 and a high of 24. Sunday, sunny, a high of 27, and Monday, sunny, a high of 28. In the Paw, it's 14 degrees, Swan River 15, Dauphin 17, Brandon, Show Lake, Russell 18, Roblin 16. Regina is at 20, Saskatoon 19, Hudson Bay, Broadview, Mooseman, Indian Head 16, Wynyard, Wadena, Kelvington 17. The Yorkton-Melville region has a cloudy sky An east wind at 22, gusting to 33 kilometers an hour. 90% is the relative humidity. The temperature is 15 degrees. That's your agriculture weather, and that'll do it for GX on Agriculture for today. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow at 12:15 Saskatchewan time for another edition of the program. It's time now for the news and sports headlines.
CJGX, a Harvard radio station serving Saskatchewan and Manitoba. We are GX94.